You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia, and this is advanced episode number 79. Before you dive into your weekend, let's get this episode into the books. So let's start with today's task, which is, as always, a little question from me to you, or an instruction, or a task. Well, como bien dice, ¿no? Today's task, or this week's task. So today it's a question, and the question doesn't really have a right or wrong answer because it's quite personal. So the question goes like this. Would you like to be famous? Would you like to be famous? That is the question I want you to answer. Would you like to be famous? Right, what did we do in class number 78, which was last week? We looked at the phrase verb to end up, que era como acabar, ¿no? Acabar, pues acabé en un bar súper raro, o acabé, quería salir solamente a tomar una copa y acabé saliendo hasta las 5 de la mañana, right? So that kind of acabé, o acabar. Question mix number 198, questions 21 to 40. So today we'll start question mix 199. We did drill 174, questions 56 to 60. We did ordinal numbers, block number 1 specifically from the basic section. We did words 1 to 15 from vocabulary list 157. We did sentences 11 to 20 from drill 169. We did mastering the interrogative. By the way, if you are on social media, if you are on Twitter or on Instagram and you see me posting and I write mastering the question mark, what I mean is mastering the interrogative, right? Just so you know. A veces no cabe todo. No puedo decir interrogative porque es muy largo. Y tengo que borrar algo. Entonces borro interrogative y pongo un signo de interrogación. Makes sense, right? So we did mastering the interrogative block number 40, sentences 10 to 15. And we finished with translation booklet number 7, list number 5, sentences 1 to 15. So we'll finish that. And vocabulary list 157 today. Right, phrasal verb. Today's phrasal verb is cool. I like it. I chose for today to cope with. To cope with, a phrasal verb to cope with. And to cope with means hacerse frente a, manejar, apañárselas, superar. And there is another one, which is lidiar con. Now, lidiar con is actually not in the book, but I find it a really good translation for the phrasal verb to cope with. So hacerse frente a, manejar, apañárselas, superar, or lidiar con, to cope with. Now, cope is C-O-P-E, and it's regular, so it's a regular verb. So every day I cope with something. Yesterday I coped with something, and lately I have coped with something. Let's take a look at the three example sentences. So mi hermana Lidia, no Lidia, sino Lidia, you know what I mean. Mi hermana Lidia con mucha presión en el trabajo. So my sister copes with a lot of pressure at work. So it's true that we did translate it as Lidia, but del verbo lidiar, but we didn't put it in the translation. Weird. Anyway, superé la separación yendo a terapia. I coped with the breakup by going to counseling. And number 3, ¿cómo te las has apañado? How have you coped with it? How have you coped with it? And I quite like this phrasal verb. I don't know why. Right, so let's take a look at our warm-up, at our question mix. We are in question mix 199, and we're going to answer questions 1 to 20. Remember, you can find the questions on page number 139, but not the answers, because the answers are given here, right? So number 1, ask me if my neighbor had difficulties starting his car today. So you would say, Julia, did your neighbor have difficulties starting his car today? No, he didn't. He didn't have difficulties starting his car today. Number 2, does Italian sound nice to you? Yes, it does. Italian sounds nice to me. Tiene una melodía agradable for me. Number 3, are you still going to university? No, I'm not going to university anymore. Number 4, when was the last time you were at university? In my case, the last time I was at university was in 2015, because I did a master's that I finished, I think it was from 14 to 15, and that was the last time I was at university. Number 5, do you remember your childhood well? You know, memories tend to play tricks on us, but I think I remember my childhood quite well. I had a really cool childhood, I have to say. Number 6, are you able to hold your breath for 30 seconds? Yes, I am. I am able to hold my breath for 30 seconds. I remember when we were kids, we used to do these games, right? Or these competitions, who was able to hold their breath for longer. Que silly. Number seven, is the Pisa Tower higher than the Space Needle? Is the Pisa Tower higher than the Space Needle? No, it isn't. The Pisa Tower isn't higher than the Space Needle. So the Space Needle is taller than the Pisa Tower. Number eight, can you meditate as well as a Buddhist monk? No, I can't. I can't meditate as well as a Buddhist monk. Number nine, when was the last time you were able to understand Japanese? In my case, I have never been able to understand Japanese. Number 10, do you allow your kids to stay up until 3 a.m.? Remember, allow to, pero let sine se tu, no? I don't have kids, and I don't think I would allow them to stay up until 3 a.m., until they're out of my house, probably. My house, my rules, me decían mis padres. The workout was so hard that I drank a liter of water. Now, I want you to transform that sentence using such. So the workout was so hard that I drank a liter of water. We would turn that into, it was such a hard workout that I drank a liter of water. Number 12, should the word Spanish be capitalized or not? It should. The word Spanish should be capitalized. Lo escribimos con mayúscula al principio. Number 13, has it ever taken you 5 minutes to open your fridge? No, it has never taken me 5 minutes to open my fridge. Number 14, ask me if I want you to have a nice afternoon. I'm finding myself like speaking in a Boston accent. Ask me if I want you to have a nice afternoon. So you say, Julia, do you want us or do you want me to have a nice afternoon? Absolutely. Absolutely, I want you to have a nice afternoon. Number 15, Becky went to Chicago in 2015. Now it's 2017 and she's still there. Imagine we're not in 2022. We are in 2017 when life was super okay. We were three years away from the pandemic. Nobody knew what was going to happen. We were still all happy. And so Becky went to Chicago in 2015. Now it's 2017 and she's still there. So, she's been in Chicago for 2 years, and she's been in Chicago since 2015. Si lo cambiamos a 2022, we would say she's been in Chicago since 2015, se queda igual, and she's been in Chicago for 7 years, right? Good. Number 16, what is Becky to Rob if Rob is Becky's twin brother? So if Rob is Becky's twin brother...
¿Te está gustando este episodio? Hazte fan desde el botón Apoyar del podcast de Nivos. Elige tu aportación y podrás escuchar este y el resto de sus episodios extra. Además, ayudarás a su productor a seguir creando contenido con la misma pasión y dedicación.